Rebel Yell Podcast, Drib Live High School Sports Network, here for our WPIL Softball Team of the Week. And our salute this week goes to the West Allegheny Indians and their outstanding head coach, Mindy McVay, kind enough to join us. And for those folks who watch a lot of or have seen a lot of West Allegheny volleyball, I commented to her. We've seen each other over the years, and this is the first time I've seen her with her hair down. So, okay, well done. Thank you for joining us, and congratulations to the Indian success, especially this past week.
Thank you very much.
We had Kurt Wolf, Pine Richland baseball coach. They were our team of the week. They did something unprecedented, I think, in this. You know, baseball does the section series where you play the same team back-to-back days. Well, 6A, they play three times a week against the same team. They swept Seneca Valley and then won two makeup games against Alderdice. So they were 5-0 in section games, which, again, in baseball is a little unprecedented. But you guys did them one better. Five section wins plus a non-section victory. Six wins all in consecutive days. Crazy how this season has gone. You had only played, beside your trip to Tennessee, two games here in Western Pennsylvania before this week, and then 6 days in a row.
Yeah, it was a really long week. Like, Wednesday felt like Friday, and Thursday felt like Friday. And it's just, I would like to say this is the first time in my coaching career this has happened. Probably the one other time that stands out was probably in like 06. We actually played eight section games in 7 days. We played Monday through Friday and then a doubleheader on Saturday. So it's living in Western Pennsylvania, you know, and that was long before anybody had a turf field. So there was no, oh, hey, we can move and play at your place, that type of thing. So it's not something you want to do, but it is a necessary evil sometimes.
What do you think of the turf fields in softball? I've heard some good things from coaches. I've heard some, you know, coaches old school who would rather, you know, give me the dirt and the grass.
I mean, I think this sport is meant to be played on dirt and grass. We just don't really live in an environment where it's always the best because you don't want to get backed up on games like this. I mean, it puts a lot of pressure, especially, you know, we've been battling injuries all year. Our starting pitcher from last year is out. So, you know, we were down to our backup pitcher, and you never want to throw a kid 6 days. I mean, even though there's not any pitching limits in softball,
right?
Just it's not healthy for the athlete, you know, from a mental standpoint or a physical one. So, you know, we kind of had to get creative. So I think turf does allow you then to kind of, you know, put your athletes in a better position because you can get games in because field conditions aren't as big as a consideration.
Does the game change as far as from a coaching standpoint, whether it's on natural surface or turf?
I think it does. I think just like football, the game is faster on turf. The terrain definitely makes a difference. Now, we have some speed in our lineup, so turf has actually kind of a benefit to us. Like, we have a lot of kids who can steal bases and do those types of things. You know, a shot to the gap now, the ball travels a little bit more than it does in grass. So that allows you to get more of those extra base hits.
Right.
So I definitely think it changes the speed of the game offensively and, you know, defensively, especially for the, you know, the ball moves on the turf differently as well.
So you start the season early on, you head south. I mentioned the only two games up until this past week when you jammed six games in 6 days. Do you learn more about your team when they're playing a lot in a short period of time, whether it be the Tennessee trip or this past week? Or do you learn more from them, you know, in the downtime, in the time where weather's not cooperating, like the previous 2 weeks was crappy around here, and you got to sort of be creative to, A, keep their attention, and, B, get certain workouts in and certain things done? Do you get to a feel for what you have more so in that environment or when you're playing a lot?
I think they're both great learning opportunities, to be honest with you. When you play a lot, I think it really gives you an idea. It's that physical grind. It's that mental grind. It really tests your athletes. The nice thing about playing a lot, though, is that you have to have a short memory. If you had a bad game yesterday, you don't have time to sit and dwell on it. Or, oh, I need to take extra reps in the cages today at practice. Like, nope, you got to get back onto the field and you got to just keep after it. You know, we've had a couple kids dealing with some hitting slumps that kind of came out of it toward the end of the week, which was great to see. So, you know, that's the one benefit, is that you have to have that short memory, but it does definitely kind of give, you know, wear and tear. Like I mentioned, we've had a lot of injuries that we've dealt with, illnesses, things like that. So when you're playing day in, day out, you know, that makes it tough too, because, you know, not everybody can go day in, day out when they're kind of struggling through some soreness or some achiness, or, you know, we've had tons of kids that have had upper respiratory things. We had a kid with a concussion. I mean, it's been a grind, but you know, when you're down so much too, it's a test, because you have to learn to prepare. And I tell them all the time, I said, softball is very much a hurry up and wait sport here in Western Pennsylvania. Like, you're anxious. And then you go, and then you wait, and then you go. And I mean, it's happened to us even in the playoffs. You know, you're ready to start the playoffs, right, and then we sit for a week because it rains.
Yep. Good point. The thing I mentioned, the Tennessee trip, you know, coaches, whether it be basketball early on or a lot of district softball and baseball teams will head south just to get work in. But you also, what goes with those trips, assuming everything goes well, is the team bonding that coaches really seem to enjoy. Yes, a lot of work goes into those kind of trips, a lot of fundraising, et cetera, but the team bonding really, really can sort of jumpstart you toward success.
Absolutely. The group that I have this year, they've all been playing together since they were little, like rec ball, travel balls, you know, so they kind of already know each other. They enjoy each other's company, and they really like the idea of going away. The last 2 years we've gone to Ripken and Pigeon Forge, and we were at one giant cabin, and they just think it's fantastic. I mean, they set up PowerPoints and they do them every night down in the media room. Our cabin has had an indoor pool. They have a hot tub. They play games, they hang out. Like, it's really a fun experience for them. It's a great group of kids. If we did not have good kids, I would not take the trip, just because, you know, you always hear the horror stories of things that happen when kids go away. But we have, you know, great parent support. We had parents running like a shuttle for us down there, because obviously a bus can't make it up in the mountains. So in both years we've gone, it's been an awesome experience, and the kids really enjoy it. Like, we're hoping next year we can make it happen if the school district will let us go, because spring break's so much later next year. We can't really leave in the middle of our season. But I definitely think it's huge, because you're not getting games in up here, and you're not in the gym, and you're out on the field. You're getting those reps. You're seeing a bunch of different teams. You're playing where there's not any section pressure or playoff pressure, because you're never going to see these people again.
Sure.
But yeah, it definitely, the kids, they have so much fun. They all talk about it as one of the, you know, when they talk about the end of the year, that's one of their favorite memories, is being there.
It speaks volumes for your program in the fact that, you know, you've talked about this litany of injuries where you've, you know, several key players have missed time, and yet you guys are sitting pretty right now. 13-1 overall, 6-0 in the section. The one common denominator, beside a good coach and a staff of great programs, no matter what sport you're talking about here in the WPIAL, is the strong, the success at the top breeds success down in the lower ranks, the middle school, the JV, middle school, even down to the grade school. And I have to imagine, with the great success that you guys have had, that softball is big in the West Allegheny School District, and I'm sure you're tapped into, because your kids are a little younger, what's going on down in those younger ages.
Yeah, we every year get a really good group of kids that come out. We're still one of the only sports in our school that, you know, has a consistent JV program. We have a full middle school team every year. Oftentimes at our level, we end up having to make cuts. Not that we want to, but a lot of other 5A schools don't even carry a JV program anymore. So it's hard to keep 24 kids when, you know, I mean, this week our varsity played 6 games. Our JV only played half that many. And when they play, they're only getting to play like 3 innings, because, you know, other teams don't have enough kids. They don't have the pitching. But we've been really, really fortunate. I think keeping kids involved gives you better athletes. You know, there's always kind of that, you know, competitive edge as they're coming up through. There's no complacency. We had senior day on Saturday and we talked a lot about, you know, the seniors in our program or what has built the program. You know, people look up to them. They see them being successful. And, you know, all little kids, if it's something you like, those kids are your idols. And, you know, several years ago, I remember we were coming back from a Whitfield championship and we had the big escort on the bus and we drove by the local ice cream shop. And there was this whole little team of kids from Findlay and North Fayette that went for ice cream after their rec game. And they're waving to the bus and, you know, kind of get a little choked up. My assistant coach, sure. And I were like, that's our future. And, you know, probably some of those kids right now are in our middle school or, you know, JV program, because that was several years ago. So it's just cool to think about it that way.
Yeah, it's so awesome. Mindy McFate, West Allegheny softball, our team of the week. All right, so let's talk about this past week. So impressive. Now, all coaches give you the old cliche, one game at a time, and they try to preach that and get it in the kids' heads, and sometimes it sticks, and sometimes, boo, you know, it bounces off. Teenagers are teenagers. But did it help your cause that while you don't take anyone lightly, two of your tougher section games this past week came on Monday, Tuesday? You had the Monday game at home against Morris and then the big showdown at South Fayette. Better to get them while things are fresh, so to speak, other than outside of maybe having them play those games Thursday, Friday, and then Monday, Tuesday, you're worried about focus.
I definitely just think from the fact that we had to play six games, having the, you know, the rougher game there on Tuesday, you know what I mean? Like the kids were getting tired by the end of the week. Even by Wednesday and Thursday, like our Thursday game, I was like, wow, like our energy level was just down, and you don't want to be too hard on them because I mean, they've been playing. It's natural. It kind of started to feel like Groundhog's Day a little bit, but you know, and I think sometimes too, you get like that, like sports hangover, like Tuesday was a high level game, extra innings, real emotional. We had some kids come up with big plays and big hits. And then you're just like, Wednesday's like, oh, okay. Like we have to do this again. Like we didn't even get a chance to kind of, you know, appreciate it or enjoy it. It worked out well for us too, from a pitching standpoint, because, you know, we were able to give our number one a couple days off then, you know, as the week kind of wound down, and then, you know, give her the rest that she needs to hopefully, you know, finish out the better part of our season here.
Big character win on Tuesday, as you mentioned, the victory against South Fayette. You guys blink and you're down 5-1 after one inning. What was the message after their big five run first?
Well, we had several errors in that game. I think six or seven total for the game, which is kind of uncharacteristic of us, but I mean, it happens in sports. And I tell them all the time, you know, like you're going to have a bad day, but it's the first inning. There's a ton of time left. And I think a lot of times kids get wrapped up with the idea that they have to win the game in that moment, in that inning, like this swing has to change the tide. And we're like, listen, like it's the first inning. Like we have not, you know, we've been scoring double digit runs pretty much all season long. Like, trust the process, be patient, you know, kind of chip away at it. And they were really resilient. I'm really, really proud of their effort. We have some really great leaders among our kids, so that helps too.
The character comes in, not necessarily coming back down 5-1, because again, early days and you guys have a tremendous offense. What I think stood out to me was you battle back, you score three in the sixth to tie it. They get two in the bottom of the sixth, which could be heart-wrenching when you fight back the tie and then they come right back and take the lead. You guys drop another three spot in the seventh, only to see them tie it and send it in extra innings. You guys took a couple punches to the gut and responded well.
Yeah, and that's probably the one critical piece with this group of kids that we've been wanting to see from them. They're very talented athletes. I have a great crew, hard workers, but they were always the type when things would start to go bad, they would get down on themselves. And they would kind of almost like, oh, well, you know, but the fight that we saw from them, I mean, I'm actually kind of glad the game played out the way it did. I mean, not for my gray hair or my stress level or, you know, any of that, but from the standpoint of, you know, I think we needed a character win. I think we needed to battle back. I think we needed to show that we're not going to quit, not going to give up, because, you know, we down the stretch, we're going to play a lot of really good teams in the playoffs. And if we want to, you know, see to live another day and keep going, like sometimes you got to win those games. So, you know, not exactly the way you want to win a game, but I'm glad that it went down that way because I think we needed it.
Boy, this is becoming a heck of a rivalry, West Allegheny, South Fayette. They broke your heart last year in the playoffs by knocking you guys off when it looked like you guys were built for gold. And now this emotional victory, you'll get them again before the postseason and maybe again in the playoffs. But this has become quite a rivalry between the Indians and the Lions.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of fun. I think you like a good rivalry because those are the games you get really up for. Sure. In my early days coaching, like Montour was always our huge rival. Ambridge was always in our section, and they were really good. Moon for a while was there. And, like, you know, they're neighboring schools too, so the kids know each other. The fan base is there. South Fayette has a great program, and they have some really good kids. You know, in that playoff game last year, we did not play well. And, you know, that was one of those games where things started going badly and we didn't come back from that. And we tell the kids all the time, like, sports don't know who the winner is supposed to be. Like, you might look great on paper, but that doesn't mean that you win the game. You know, I've seen right. So many upsets. I've been part of some really big upsets in my coaching career. So we talk and preach, you know, every day you have to go in. It doesn't matter who we're playing. Doesn't matter what happened last time. Like, the game of softball doesn't know who's supposed to win. So if you want it, you have to go out and get it.
Yep, that's the beauty of sports. Well said. Mars, South Fayette, Moon, Western Beaver, Moon again, and then Montour icing on the cake on Senior Day in a non-section game. I wrote it down, 11 of 13, 13 victories. 11 of those games, you guys have scored double-digit runs. I remember seeing you guys last year in the playoffs. We talked after your first-round victory about how lethal your offense was, and it had I think it scored 14 or 15 runs that day I saw you. And you guys are doing it again. The offense has been tremendous.
Yeah, we definitely have a lot of big bats in our lineup. I think the thing I like about this crew, though, is the versatility. We have a lot of speed this year. So against, I think it was Western Beaver on Thursday, you know, we were struggling a little bit. We were hitting the ball hard just right at them. So, you know, we started laying down bunts. And then the speed and the havoc that my kids can create on the bases, it puts a lot of pressure on other teams. So I like the idea that we have a little bit of, you know, extra going on in our offense, but we do definitely have, I mean, I had to send in our stats to the Post-Gazette, and I think we had 8 kids that have double-digit RBIs. So I like that too. I mean, you never want it to just be right, 4 kids right. that are producing, but I had 8 different hitters who've all had double-digit RBIs. You know, so that's the kind of thing you like to see. We tell the kids all the time, like, 2 or 3 kids are not going to win this game. Like, everybody on the team, it has to be a team effort. You know, the number 9 batter's equally as important as the number 1 batter. It's when you come up and what you can do with it. And the kids have really responded.
Yeah, I've heard opposing coaches off the record say, man, if we can get through their 4th or 5th hitter, we'll be okay. Well, that ain't happening when you're playing the West Allegheny Indian softball team, because up and down, they can be tough. Before I let you go, you're closing in 15 wins, I think, away from 300, which is a tremendous milestone, and big time kudos to you. I want to ask, you have 3 kids. We're not going to talk about your oldest, but you have 3 kids. And I have seen over the many years I've been doing this, so many young, talented coaches, male, female, doesn't matter, who have had to walk away because of young families. You know, they start having kids and they, you know, they just can't put the time in that they feel that they need to. And it's totally understandable. You've been able to do it, and we're coming up on Mother's Day. So happy pre-Mother's Day, but how have you been able to do it? When others have not been able to do it. It's a big time credit. I know real quick in my household, we have 3 boys. They're all older now and moved out. But when I was off playing this, you know, high school game that I play as a broadcaster or writer, my wife was just running the show here. But you're running the show out there. How have you been able to do it?
It's a really good question. I would love to say that it's because I have like some kind of superpower, or in fact, my oldest was just mocking me. I told him I had to get on and do this. He's like, oh, well, there'll be like another Magic McFate article like last year. I was like, shut up. Like, there is no magic. Like, if you would see my house right now, you would know where things are failing. Like, there's dog hair everywhere. There's, you know, the washer and dryer are constantly running. But I honestly think the reason that I've been able to do it is, you know, you hear that old cliche, like it takes a village. And when I decided to stay on and keep doing this, when my kids were very little, the softball team became like a second family to my kids. And I can't tell you the number of times there's been pictures of me in the paper pregnant with a kid also on my hip. And, you know, my kids took to these players because these players embraced them. Some of their biggest role models in life have been kids on the softball team. I mean, my whole family travels when we go to South Carolina or to Tennessee. And my son kept the book last year at the game. My daughter, you know, yesterday was in the dugout, and, you know, they love being there because the kids have embraced them. Like, they think of these, you know, older kids as kind of like a second family to them. Sure. They enjoy spending time with them. And I like the fact, too, that we've kind of created that culture here, that this is a family, that we all have each other's backs, that we're all going to do this together. And it's not just about me, but it's definitely been a huge support system between, you know, the high school kids embracing my kids. Former players, believe it or not, have babysat my kids on so many occasions. You know, my assistant coach, when she was in college, I have video of her walking my kids back and forth in a little push car during a playoff game. I mean, but I mean, you make it work. I don't, you know, my kids are older, so you think it'd be easier, but it's actually kind of gotten harder because they have their own lives now. They have their own schedules. They're all involved in activities. But again, there's a lot of moms that help. I miss my son's swim meet, and a mom videoed every single race and sent it. That's awesome. You know, like, it's just, there's so many good people out there. And I think I've been blessed to work and be affiliated with so many of them. So while when I think about doing this, it seems overwhelming, but in the moment it never is, because I've truly been blessed to just be surrounded by a fantastic community here.
Awesome stuff. That's tremendous. You can now put away your cape and go see your daughter's was it daughter or son's
soccer? My daughter's a soccer game today.
Enjoy. We appreciate the time.
Thank you. We appreciate it. So,
and you guys, again, every year West Allegheny is going to be in the hunt somehow, but now, you know, they got a big target on their back after this impressive week, going 6-0, 5-0 in the section, sitting atop section 3. Mindy, hope to see you in the postseason.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
All right. Mindy McFate of West Allegheny, our WPIL softball team of the week. It is not easy. It's a grind, as she said. Not only physically, people will say, well, these kids are young. Yeah, okay, they're young, but that, it's still a grind. But also mentally, it can be a grind. So many big games, so many clutch games early in the week. Big victory over Mars, the tremendous epic comeback against South Fayette, not once, not twice, three times, to win in extra innings. And then just not making sure you overlook anybody later in the week. Well done. We'll start. We're going to take a look at 6A, 5A, 4A. What's going on? We're down to 3 weeks left in the regular season. 2 weeks of section games for some of these sections. We'll start in Class 6A, where Seneca Valley, they defeated Hempfield. Was that last week or the week before? It was the week before, because Lexi Hames was our player of the week last week. She no-hit the Spartans. I think she threw another no-hitter this week. She's amazing. Raiders are 11-0 overall. They're 8-0 in the section, one game ahead of Hempfield. Spartans still defending champs, right on their heels. It'd be a stunner, no offense to anybody else in 6A, if it's not Hempfield, Seneca Valley for a third time in the postseason. They will meet a second time in a week or two. Pine Richland, North Allegheny, right now currently tied for third place. Norwin sits in fifth place. Now remember, there's only one 6A. There's one section, if you will. Top six teams make it. So right now, Cannon McMillan is the team sitting in sixth place by a two-game cushion in the loss column over Baldwin. Let's go to 5A. We'll start in Section 3. That's where West Allegheny is. After their big week, the Indians alone in first place at 6-0. They're 2-up on South Fayette. Still have another game with the Lions in the regular season. They're also 2-up in the loss column over Mars, who they will also play a little bit later on before the regular season concludes. Section 1, Shaler, one game up on North Hills. I believe they play each other coming up on Monday, I believe. Monday. The Titans visiting the Indians. Plum right now, sits in third place, and Fox Chapel and Penn Hills tied for fourth. Deadlock in Section 2, Armstrong and Latrobe, and those two teams will be playing each other on Monday at Armstrong. Hawks and Wildcats are 5-1. One game up on Penn Trafford, 2 up on Franklin Regional. Mentioned Section 3 with West Allegheny, 2 up on South Fayette, 2 up on Mars in the Lost Column. Right now, Western Beaver and Moon are tied for fourth place with 4 losses each. Section 4 of Class 5A, 3-way tie for the top spot. Trinity, Connellsville, and Thomas Jefferson are all 4-2, and they're only one game ahead of Bethel Park. So that section has sort of been log jammed throughout and will, looks like, continue to be through the end of the regular season. Section 1 of Class 4A, Indiana has a one-game lead over Knock. Then in third place, West Mifflin, 3 games behind the Little Indians, but one game ahead of 3 teams tied for fourth place. They're not technically tied, but they all have 4 losses, McKeesport, Highlands, and Woodland Hills. Section 2, 2 teams have yet to lose, Elizabeth Forward and Uniontown. The Warriors are 7-0. The Red Raiders are 6-0. When these two teams will play. They're going to play twice in a matter of 4 days. The April 29th, they play at Uniontown. May 2nd, home to Uniontown, or Elizabeth Forward hosting Uniontown. So those two big showdowns are coming up, not this week, but the following week. Belle Vernon sits in third place at 5-3, tied for fourth right now. Laurel, Highlands, Ringgold, and Greensburg, Salem, top 4 teams advance to the postseason with ties if they split tiebreaker. Section 3 of Class 4A, Hampton, one game lead over Chartiers Valley and North Catholic. They each have 1 loss, and then it drops off significantly. Montour, Blackhawk, Beaver, all with 4 losses fighting for a playoff spot. So that's 6A, 5A, and 4A. We'll take a look at 3A, 2A, Class A in our softball, WPL Softball Player of the Week podcast. Thanks to Mindy McFate of West Allegheny. Thanks to our producer, Chris Lackner. I'm Don Rebel. Thank you for joining us on the Rebel Yell podcast, on the Trib Live High School Sports Network.